We are hyper local on our show. Chase and I both grew up here. We love our city. We love the community. We love Middle Tennessee. Anytime there are great events that are going on, we want to really promote those and get the good word about what's going on. And there's one this weekend that 102.5 is proud to be part of. I'll be hosting this event on this Saturday. It's FCA's Run the Cedars 5K and 15K. You guys love to run. If you're looking to run this weekend, this is a great event. Let's bring in Tim Bryant right now with FCA, who is going to be there on Saturday. Tim, thanks for doing this. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Tim, tell us about the event and why this is so important to FCA and the mission that you guys do.
Okay, sure. This event is really special to us. Myself and Tracy Bullard, who is our race director, we came up with this idea going on 4 years ago. Our first year, we came out with 150 participants. The second year, 360+. The third last year was 755. And
woo!
Right now, counting today, we have 848 participants.
Wow.
And this is really a testament of the support that we have within Wilson County for the Ministry of FCA. This event is very important for the funding of FCA. Each week, we serve over 2,500 students and coaches within the Wilson County area, and we serve 24 schools, including elementary, middle school, high school, and Cumberland University. So this is one of our major fundraisers for the year.
It's fantastic. We're talking to Tim Bryant. All you have to do is I just Googled it. FCA's Run the Cedars 5K and 15K. Tim, when you started this a few years ago, what were your expectations? Just get the word out, have a few runners here and there. I mean, you got to be just amazed at the work that God has provided you guys with nearly 1,000 runners for this event coming up on Saturday.
Definitely. We really are. And amazed is an overused word, but it really is fitting for this event. When we first started the event, myself and Tracy, we wanted to give honor to God. And that's why we do it every Easter weekend. We have a brief devotion at the beginning, and then it's a great day of family fun, entertainment. We have live bands. We have post-race, we have Hunt's Pizza, Crumble Cookies, and also Cedar City Coffee will be on hand. And this is all made possible through our great sponsors. Our grand event host this year is Wesley Mortgage, Chuck McDowell, who grew up in the Mount Juliet area as well. He's our grand event host with Wesley Mortgage. Then we have event sponsors with Wilson Bank and Trust and also the Fellowship Church. So it's because of these sponsors and our other sponsors that we're able to have a great event that's family-oriented and gives glory to God.
Amen for that. Tim, I'm getting somebody texting me, two people, saying, can they sign up race day? Can people sign up day of the race or no?
No, we need you to sign up either today or tomorrow. We're approaching our cutoff. We'll be cutting off at 900 runners this year. And right now, we're at about 848, nearing 850. So if you're going to sign up, now's the time.
You better get on it. Again, you just Google FCA's Run the Cedars 5K, 15K, and all the information is there with you. Tim, thanks for taking a moment out of your schedule to do this. I appreciate you, and I look forward to being out there Saturday and raising a lot of money and praising the Lord for all his good work. Thank you, Tim.
We're looking forward to having it.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Tim Bryant again, FCA, Run the Cedars 5K, 15K this Saturday up there.